The Guardian. The number of people put to death in China has dropped. No official government figures have been released, but with just under 6 weeks to go before the Beijing Olympics, it's hard to not be slightly suspicious about the news. Capital punishment is used in China for many crimes, ranging from tax evasion, corruption and racketeering to murder. Here's our Beijing correspondent Tanya Brannigan.
2 years ago, the authorities here introduced a package of reforms which they described as kill fewer, kill carefully, partly because there'd been quite a lot of public disquiet at a spate of miscarriages of justice. And the aim was really to bring down the use of the death penalty quite dramatically. We don't know exactly how many people China executes, because it's a state secret, but we do know that even on reported cases, it executes more people annually than the rest of the world combined.
What sort of crimes are punishable by death there?
It's a huge range of crimes that still carry the death penalty here, over 60 in fact, and many of those are non-violent, so drug smuggling, corruption, even damaging or destroying state treasures, which apparently includes killing pandas, is potentially punishable with the death penalty. But what the experts here say is that if you actually look at how the law is being used, that it's now being used far less frequently in those non-violent cases, and that it really does seem as if the death penalty is being used much more in violent, serious crime cases now.
Do you think then that this is the government cleaning up its act in the wake of the Olympics soon to be there?
There are a lot of people here, and that includes officials as well as academics and as well as lawyers, who want to see the system improve, who want to see it do a better job for ordinary people, and who know that that's going to mean really sort of substantial legal reforms. Now, people would also say this is one step forward, but there's a long way to go. And so even people here who are pressing for reform say it's not yet time to rule out the death penalty necessarily. It's more about really scaling back its use. Similarly, people would also say that there's a really desperate need for an improvement in the judicial system in terms of the way courts handle cases. A lot of human rights groups warn that confessions, for example, can be used even when they've been obtained under duress or even torture, that there's a lack of access to lawyers, that lawyers here don't have enough protections themselves. So there's a lot of room for improvement, but there is also, I think, a genuine will for change.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.